Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Tuesday, and so today's the day we take a theme we introduced yesterday and we look at where it comes from in the Bible. Right now, we've been looking at a teaching of Jesus called the Sermon on the Mount, really his most comprehensive teaching of what it means to be a follower of Jesus and to live in God's kingdom, even in a world where that kingdom has not fully arrived yet. One of the most important parts of Jesus' teaching was about his relationship with the Old Testament law given by God to Moses. And there was a big question, of course, of how he related to it. And he said he wasn't here to throw it out. He wasn't here to simply adopt the way religious teachers had been teaching it, but rather he was here to fulfill its original purpose. And so he taught that, and then he gave six examples of how that looked in practice. We've seen a few of them already. And today we look at how Jesus said that could be fulfilled on the question of retaliation. Here's what he said. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak too. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. Jesus is reminding people of something they've always heard and been taught. In this case, eye for an eye. Something that came up a few times in the Old Testament, where people were taught that the punishment should equal the crime. Chances are you've probably heard that saying, eye for an eye, before. Been used for justification for all kinds of things before, particularly and most famously for capital punishment. Life for a life. However, that's not really what Jesus was saying here. In its original form, which of course Jesus always wants to go back to, these words in the Old Testament were written not to exact particular punishment, but to limit punishment. They weren't prescribing exactly what punishment needed to follow what crime, but rather what were the maximums. Because you can imagine in a primitive society like the early days of Israel, when they were first released from slavery in Egypt, it was a little bit like anarchy. People were taking all kinds of punishment against one another. You can imagine how easily it would get out of control, where every time somebody hurt somebody else, the other would step it up a notch and say, you hurt me, now I'm going to hurt you more. And that person said, well, you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you more. And it would just go on and on and on until finally people were simply dead. There was no way to establish a new nation, much less God's nation. And so God intervened, and speaking to judges, he told them how to intervene in those kinds of situations. When people are getting out of control with their punishments, here are the limits. Here's what it looks like. Proportional punishment for the crime. In the Old Testament, these eye-for-an-eye type passages were clearly addressed to judges. They weren't really meant to be used in day-to-day relationships between people. Rather, they were ways for judges to limit what people were doing in those personal relationships when they got out of hand. Now, by Jesus' time, naturally enough, people weren't always enacting exactly these punishments. There'd been a fair bit of interpretation, as there always was. And for the most part, people were receiving money in lieu of these various things they lost. So if somebody lost a hand, somebody else's hand wasn't of much value to them, except maybe just for revenge. What they needed was to recoup the lost wages, the lost potential for earning. And so often cash settlements had replaced seeing this as a prescriptive law, but people were still seeing it as prescriptive, rather than its original purpose of limiting the kind of out-of-hand punishments that people were meting out on each other. These punishments were no longer proportionate, but escalating. And that's why Jesus wants to go back to the beginning and remind people that these are laws for judges. These were not meant for personal relationships, even though that's what the scribes and Pharisees have been teaching them. Well, we are going to look at this topic in a bit more depth tomorrow, but in the meantime, I have a question for you. We hear all the time of these wild lawsuits where people are asking for millions of dollars for something small that happened to them. So our question today is, what's the most ridiculous lawsuit you've heard of that seemed way out of proportion to the crime? and what would have been more proportionate in your mind? This would be a great one to discuss with friends. So if you've been just exploring the daily challenges on your own, I'd encourage you to join with some others to do that. Share it with a friend, colleague, or a neighbor on the train. Start discussing the daily challenges with them. You never know what kind of conversations will come from that. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.